96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our Wednesday newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 1st of December. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Wednesday morning by Robin Newell, Director of the Emporia Public Library. Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. Let's talk about holiday activities and specifically the one next week, Muffins with the Misses. Talk about that one.
Absolutely. So before we go into Muffins with the Misses, I just want to remind everyone that this is Holiday Craft Week at our library from 9 to 11 for the smaller children. We have crafts throughout the children's area, so please come in. It's a very passive program. You can take your time and be with your child as you make some fun holiday crafts. But absolutely, next week starts Muffins with the Misses. This is a program that we are using this year instead of Breakfast with Santa. We are having multiple programs so that we can break that large crowd up, and it'll be every morning, December 6th to the 10th, that's Monday through Friday, at 10 in the morning, and it's for all ages. So you can bring grandma, you can bring the whole family. And then on Tuesday night, December 7th, we will have an evening program at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be Mrs. Santa Claus. You know, Santa's really busy this time of year. So we did get Mrs. Santa Claus to be able to come. And it'll be a holiday celebration filled with songs and stories and ringing Christmas bells. But most importantly, every child will go home with a treat bag, with muffins and hot cocoa and a gift of a book, thanks to our friends of the library.
Yes, indeed. So that's going to be a fun week, Muffins with the Misses. And also, I do think, what do you have starting today? Do you have like a reading challenge, winter reading challenge starting today, Robin?
We have got so much going on. Yeah, in December we have got our winter reading challenge for adults, and you can sign up or log into your Beanstack account to participate in that, and that's all online. And then on Wednesdays we have our William Allen White Book Club for grades 3 through 5. That's from 4:30 to 5:30 every Wednesday night in December. We're going to have a Lego Master Builder event on December 29th. So get your thoughts going about what you'd like to build with our massive collection of Legos at the library. And then on December 14th, we're going to have Mad Science Hour. And that's always a fun time for families to come in and experience some cool hands-on science activities.
I want to go.
Lots of stuff going on. Yeah, lots of stuff going on.
I want to go back to the Legos, Robin. Do people realize just how big your Lego collection is? And how big, for folks that haven't heard this, how many Legos do you got?
Well, I haven't looked at the buckets lately. But we have several buckets and totes and little drawers of different types of figures and everything. But we have plenty for individuals to come in and build. And then we have a prize drawing at the end, so they walk away a winner. But it's just a lot of fun. Yeah, and we're very blessed. We have people donate Legos to the library. They might buy them at a garage sale, or their children are done with them. And we always take donations of Legos. It's one of our most popular programs for elementary age children. And again, it's a family situation where you're welcome to come in and build with your children.
And Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell joining us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:24, 37 degrees. And Robin, it was really nice to see that good-looking Emporia Public Library van in the Christmas parade last night.
Oh, that parade was awesome. It was so wonderful to see so many people out. And thank you. We're so excited to have our van. The van will actually be, it goes to the Emporia Senior Center almost every week in December. It'll be at the Emporia Farmers Market at Waters Hardware on December 18th. So stop by and check out some books or get a library card. And we are excited to be in the parades and just to be a visual reminder that the library is a community service, and we are out in the community as well as there in that building serving our community and doing the best we can to get those materials out.
Robin, let me ask you here about, I guess, maybe how things are going as far as the library traffic is concerned, you know, with COVID-19 and kind of what your current policies are at this point in time with the library as we get close to the end of the year.
Well, our current policies, we are still under the Lyon County Public Health Order, which is a mask I strongly recommended, wash your hands and social distance. And that's what we try to do at the library. That's part of the reason we broke Breakfast with Santa into these smaller groups, because we just didn't want to have that large crowd of people. And if you've ever been to Breakfast with Santa, it is shoulder to shoulder people in that library. So that's kind of where we're at. We are seeing lots of traffic come back. Our story times are building, but we do know that we have some parents who haven't come back yet. And that's fine with the numbers that we're seeing as far as cases that are still above 100 in Lyon County. So
I do want to let people know, too, that if you visit the Emporia Public Library, you can bring your donation in for the KVOE Mitten Tree, courtesy of Cargill, at the Emporia Public Library through December the 8th. So if you're heading down to the library, get some mittens, gloves, or scarves, you can attach to the Cargill Mitten Tree at the Emporia Public Library. So let's once again, Robin, set the scene for Muffins with the Misses.
Yes, well, the Christmas tree went up yesterday. It's not all decorated yet, but come in and see our storybook tree. Get your picture taken in front of that later this week. Muffins with the Misses will be at 10 o'clock in the morning every day next week. It'll be a short program, not more than 30 minutes. We'll have songs, stories. It's very interactive. It's very lively. This is not a quiet story time. And then each child will leave with a treat bag with muffins and hot cocoa mix and a gift from the Friends of the Library of a wrapped children's book.
Save me a muffin.
All right.
One more thing, Robin. How did the book sales go for October and November? Because the Friends of the Library was been busier than normal here this fall.
Yes. The book sale that we had previously went very well. The last book sale they made, I think they made almost 7,000 on that. So they were very excited to have a book sale that made what they normally make, which is about between nine and 10. And then to have another book sale less than 2 months later that made almost 7,000 was very exciting. So books are still coming in. The next book sale is scheduled already. It will be sometime in March. I don't have those figures right here in front of me, those dates right here in front of me, but they are already getting ready for another sale, and those materials are coming in.
And I think the Friends of the Library were a part of Match Day.
We are very thankful to receive over $9,000 worth of donations, up from, I think, maybe close to 7 last year. So thank you very much, community, for coming forward and donating to the Friends of the Library.
I'm rapidly digging through those numbers here from yesterday.
Robin had them already. So
yeah, it was a great turnout here for the Friends of the Library and the library support here. So well done by the community all the way around.
Good to talk to you, Robin. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, Robin Newell, director of the Emporia Public Library, on our Primetime Newsmaker on this December 1st morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, next week is open, wide open right now. This week, the rest of it's full, so give us a call at 620-342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's news.